Ladies and gentlemen, incredible developments have happened since I was last live with you Friday afternoon. Elon Musk has come out, the full article in his tweets that have something like 15 million retweets, hundreds of thousands of responses, is completely viral. He has now revealed the reason he really woke up with the shots is when he took the second one and almost killed him. He had to take it to go to Germany and look at his Tesla facilities there. Then his cousin, who's very young and a sports guy, almost died and has myocarditis and is destroyed. And then there were just hundreds of thousands of people saying, my daughter died, my mother died, my brother died, I've had a heart attack, I'm in a wheelchair, posting their medical records. It's over the top. But we've also got the Federal Reserve and the Central Bank here in the United States, the FDIC, preparing to do this.
Canadian veteran and political activist Jeremy McKenzie, known as the Raging Dissident, was just notified that he can no longer do banking in Canada.
As part of ending the relationship with us today, you're not to visit any of the Scotiabank branches or bank premises in person without first getting written consent in advance from the bank, from management. So
I'm banned from the bank.
But it doesn't matter if you are a political activist or an obedient sheep, because the banks are planning on taking all of your money to pay off their debts.
I mean, it's a little bit conflicted, right? I mean, it's important that people understand they can be bailed in, but you don't want a huge run on the institution. But they have, I mean, they're going to be. That's
the FDIC currently has less than $200 billion in assets to insure over $9 trillion. That's just 1.3%. They know that a system collapse is coming, and they are already planning for bail-ins. As trust begins to fail, the people will begin to withdraw their funds, which will only guarantee a banking collapse. This is known as a bank run. In 2012, the International Monetary Fund, known for their reputation of coercion, violence, and extortion, published staff discussion notes entitled From Bailout to Bail-In: Mandatory Debt Restructuring of Systemic Financial Institutions. After the 2008 crisis, the world learned what a bailout is: trillions of taxpayer dollars printed out of thin air to pay off the bankers' bad habits. It was hugely unpopular, but pales in comparison to a bail-in. So what exactly is a bail-in? It is officially obfuscated with elaborate equations, but to put it simply, it is when the bank steals your money directly from your account. They called it haircuts when they did it in Cyprus back in 2013, which the courts later ruled was legit. And a recent video on TikTok shows that the new bail-ins may have already begun.
So I'm a Bank of America and everybody's missing money. I'm also missing money over $1,300 and they're telling me to call customer service. And they keep hanging up on people. This another person here is also missing money. So we're trying to see what's going on. Money's missing today and we need our money. And they're already telling us
they're
to call
testing,
customer service.
Ready.
And customer service ain't doing nothing about it. So just a heads up, if anybody's experiencing this, please let us know, because this is not right. I'm missing $1,400 from my account, and they're telling me that there's no way they can help us. This guy's missing money too. This other person is missing money too. And he's, you missing money too? There you go. So this is not something that's just one person. This is everybody's happening to them. And this is crazy. This is very crazy. Yes, Bank of America decided to take people's money without their consent. And we're asking what's going on, and they're giving us a runaround. Everybody for the same thing, man. Same thing.
Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
All right, tell everybody you know, tune in now. We always have incredibly important intel, but we've got over-the-top critical information tonight. Share the live feed at InfoWars.com/show. Share the feed at man.video now, now, now. Go, go, go. It was in late January last year, just about a year ago. You can go back and pull up the headlines, as I did to check the date, that I came on air and said the deep state eugenicist, the mad scientist, and their biomedical tyranny takeover has blown up in their face, and they are going to have irrevocable problems that they're not going to be able to get their agenda through. But that they would not give up, which would just make the situation that much more volatile and explosive. Thank you for joining us on this live Sunday transmission reaching millions of people. Please share the local radio stations you're listening to, the TV stations you're watching, the cable stations you're watching, and the feeds you're watching at Infowars.com/show and band.video, and the new URL that takes you to a video feed that's not being censored, conspiracyfact.info. Well, a year later, let me say that they've gone from their agenda being doomed to their agenda being absolutely dead a year later, and exponential anger and awakening to just how murderous and out of control these eugenicists are. Now, I can do the whole two-hour show tonight. I'm going to be hosting longer into the third and fourth hour of the special event we're going to be covering. But let me just try to go over some of these headlines first for you. Felt like I was dying. Elon Musk trashes COVID booster shot. Major side effects. Almost killed his cousin, who's in great shape and younger than him, with myocarditis. And then it didn't just get put out tens of millions of times via Twitter. I spent hours yesterday reading the comments, 99% of them anti-shot, posting their medical records. My son died. My daughter died. My mother died. My cousin died. Doctors saying they've seen it really hurt their patients. People posting medical records. Just this tweet alone could be studied for, again, a four-year college education on medical tyranny, medical malpractice by design, eugenicist, Dr. Mengele, 1000.0. And again, I could only read and scan over a few hundred of the comments, because a lot of it was like Dr. McCullough was at the very top saying, here's an analysis of exactly what's happening, Elon, and why it got worse for you on the second shot, and then other top scientists commenting. And you could spend years just trying to read, as of this morning, hundreds of thousands of posts to the tens of millions of retweets. This alone is encyclopedic. The gateway to that world is on Infowars.com. If you want to read the his tweets and then see the other key tweets that I sent to the writers, the great Jamie White, to have put it together in an article. So this right here is incredible. Here's just some of the things posted there. The Pfizer shot killed our beautiful 18-year-old daughter. She hashtag died suddenly on November 9th. Elon Musk, please help us make this stop. Justice for Trista. Stop the shots now. Vaccine deaths. And then people just reminding folks what happened. Want to get your life, liberty, and human rights back? Do what I tell you. Big highway signs, this on South 202 in the U.S., saying, want to return to normal? Get vaccinated. The whole government lying to you and pushing poison on you and on their own employees. And then stuff like this. Scott Adams sees this happen. I like Scott Adams, but he came out, said the shot was safe, take it, when they weren't testing it, and he knew it wasn't. And there have been previous studies done on rats with mRNA coronavirus vaccines that weren't vaccines, and the rats lived half as long. The mice lived half as long, and a lot of them died very quickly from myocarditis, blood clots, and strokes. I mean, that's a University of Texas initiative, 2012, 13, 14, 15, by Barack Obama, headed up by Dr. Anthony Fauci. His name's on the initiative. So they tested the specific weapon. I told you that 2 years ago when our own researcher, Rob Dew, discovered it. Smoking gun. So Scott Adams just keeps saying in his five-minute video, we'll play a few minutes of it here, okay, you anti-vaxxers win. You were right. Learned immunity's better. Looks like it doesn't work. Okay, you won. We don't want to win. I don't want to be here 8 years ago telling you this was all coming, and now we're living it. I don't want to be here in 5 years from now and you saying, oh, my God, it's true. Billions are dead. I want to stop this, okay? Think I like the deep state coming after me? You think I like all the demonization attacks? But I like that a lot more than letting their agenda go all the way through and we all live in a giant open-air death camp. So here's a clip of what Scott Adams had to say, the full video, and everybody's doing this. Suddenly BBC News has doctors on every day saying my dad died, a bunch of my patients are dying, heart attacks. Oh, my God, it's terrible. We were lied to. Somebody's got to be held accountable. I've got so many of these videos, I can't even remember all the ones I watched Friday and Saturday and this morning. I can't pull myself away. But here's Scott Adams.
The unvaccinated have a current advantage because they feel better. The thing they're not worrying about is what I have to worry about, which is, I wonder if that vaccination 5 years from now, because really the anti-vaxxers, I think, were really just distrustful of big companies and big government. That's never wrong. It's never wrong to distrust government. It's never wrong to distrust big companies, right? So if you just took the position, let's just distrust everything the government did, well, you won. You won. You won completely. I did not end up in the right place. Agree? You would all agree with that, right? I did not end up in the right place. The right place would be natural immunity, no vaccination. You should take victory, and I should take defeat. We can agree on that, right? That my position is now the weakest, and your position has gone from the weakest to the strongest, and that we can just say that's true.
Just stop the there. Okay, and he just goes on and on and says, you win the intellectual argument. Hey, dude, we had an initiative by Fauci and Obama to create this thing. They knew it cut the life expectancy of rodents in half. This isn't about being right. It's about saving lives. And to his credit, he doesn't really say that in the video, but in his tweets, he does. How do you interpret this? And he starts showing the numbers that the vaccinated are more likely to get sick, more likely to be hospitalized, more likely to die, even in international and national studies. Meanwhile, we have the political fallout. Trudeau just had his little globalist WF twin removed in New Zealand. They just put somebody in even worse. But here he is in a video with all the different premiers and their spokespersons in parliament saying, we hate you. You've put martial law in with the national emergency. You said it was a local emergency for the truckers. You're a dictator and should resign. It's in French, but there's subtitles. They just chew the living hell out of him. And there's links to the three-hour overall deal. No one supported him. They're like, how's he still in office? It's a parliament, so he only won by 30% of the vote. They're able to manipulate different parties together to do it. But he's gone too. They can shuffle a new puppet in there, but it won't matter. But that's the power they get out of this. Pfizer's CEO is questioned about the vaccine efficacy. He says, it was constantly in our way, people asking if it was safe or not. We didn't know. Incredible video. Then also at Davos, in another interview, he lies about the CDC coming out, the FDA saying they were lied to and that they think there's major signal of danger. He says they've looked at it and it's totally safe. Another giant whopping lie because he knows he has secret liability agreements with the government. Here's National Australian News, Sky News, rise in heart attacks across Australia and death. Overall deaths increased 13% in Australia, but heart attacks have increased 17%, the biggest increase ever recorded. Oh. And it's in the, quote, vaccinated. Here's Tony Blair. It's not just about COVID. We're going to have a whole new slew of mRNA injections we're going to make you take. I've got it all here, ladies and gentlemen. It's incredible. And that's just one stack. Then I've got what else happened at WEF. Massive pedophile rings getting busted around the country with LGBTP groups grabbing CPSing Christian kids and then putting them into sex dungeons. We always knew that was the case, but they're getting caught everywhere. And they're just desperate. They're totally desperate that we know who they are and what they're up to. And we got a giant satanic army of pedophiles we're up against. I'm going to show you the evidence coming up. Infowars.com, tomorrow's news today.